So a lot of people, they want to come to Japan. Okay, nerds. I should just start with nerds and just any kind of news story, just nerds. But nerd stuff and Japan stuff go together. I think that's pretty fair. Anime voice acting is a dream for a lot of super nerds. It's the kind of thing they want to do. It would be like a dream job for a lot of people. The anime industry is tough. It is incredibly tough, and it's incredibly tough because the margins are razor thin. They have to produce so much. It's not the dream job most people think it is. It's a lot like drug dealing, where there's a very small minority at the top of the pyramid that is making a ton of money, and then you have everyone else who's making below McDonald's sort of staff wages in the hopes that one day they'll be part of that incredibly small upper percentage. The government has introduced a new invoice system that goes into effect in October. 969 voice actors were surveyed. 77% of those said this new invoice system is going to become an income decrease for them, and 27% said they may actually have to quit voice acting altogether. So this system is clearly incredibly detrimental to the voice actor. It's being introduced to simplify taxes for the companies and to prevent fraud. Now, those are good things. You want to simplify taxes for companies because companies pay a lot of taxes if they do a good job. You want to reduce fraud. Reducing fraud is a good thing. But it seems like it pushes all the burden onto these voice actors, independent artists, essentially, because a lot of them are not employed, salaried employees. In some cases, it pushes the corporate rate to the actor or artist because they are not technically employees, or the tax will increase for the companies, reducing work for some artists. So basically, let's say you employ me as a voice artist and I don't do this tax invoice thing. The tax will increase for the company, so they can employ me or they can go with someone else. But if they go with me and then I have to provide that invoice, my tax rate goes up. Most voice actors actually supplant their income already. And so all of these taxes that they were going to have to pay were going to come out of pocket, which means voice acting as a career is a less viable option. So if I issue the invoice and pay the tax, I have less income. If I don't do the invoice, I'm going to get less work from the companies. Also, the thing, the other side part that they didn't actually mention very much is this is also going to be more paperwork. So that paperwork is going to have to be done by the artist. If it's done by the artist, they actually spend that time. Now you might think, oh, it's just taxes. It's a little invoice you have to fill out. You have to fill it out for every job. And a voice actor might be doing X amount of shows for one company, X amount of shows for a different company, different. So they would spend a significant amount of time if they're actually a busy voice actor. That is unpaid time. I work for a company. My company essentially does all my taxes. I have to fill out basically one or two forms a year. It's really just making sure I sign a piece of paper that says I still work for this company. My salary hasn't changed, or it has changed, whatever. And the company takes care of it. I basically do almost nothing for tax season, which is amazing. That's not going to be the case for these independent voice actors. And it seems like it's going to be very detrimental to the voice acting industry. Nerds. Maybe I should just start every story like that. I could do that. It could be the thematic beginning. It could be nerds and then perverts. I wonder which one I'm going to end up yelling more often. So there was a sex scandal. Perverts and nerds. Oh my God. Johnny and Associates is a talent agency. They have made some of the biggest boy bands in Japan. You can see how deep I am into this world when I can't even get like the words right. Johnny and Associates has a sex scandal going on where the executive class of the company was sexually abusing members of the boy bands. And of course, you had to succumb to this in order to get into the band and be famous and get your job and honestly fulfill your dreams. So that's awful because this is abusive. Now, the abuse in the idol industry is sort of an open secret. I think it's one of those things that everyone knew was going on. But now that it's come to the light, some whistleblowers have come forward. They've said, this is what's happening. This has been happening for years and years and years. Johnny's is in trouble. McDonald's will not renew its contracts. It used to use a guy named Kim Taku. Kim Taku is probably one of the most famous people in Japan. He was part of SMAP, which was one of the biggest boy bands in Japan. It's weird to call it a boy band because they're all in their 40s and 50s now, at least. Probably 50s and 60s at this point. Kim Taku is one of the richest dudes in the country. Probably. I don't know how much money he makes. He's the way I actually know him and would have any sort of affection for him as a person, although everything I've read makes him seem like pretty awful. He is the star of the Judgment or Judge Eyes video game series. So if you play that game, you're probably like, oh, they just made this guy look like this. That's not the case. They took one of the most famous dudes in Japan and they put him in his own Yakuza style video game. Kim Taku, from what I've read, he's basically the reason his boy band broke up. So he like went to the executives at Johnny and Associates and like ratted out the other guys were going to go independent or something, or we're looking at other contracts or something, and broke up the band so that he could stay famous. I never watched, they all had like TV shows. So they're like five members. And I think they all had TV shows. There was a period where you would flip channels and there was a TV show with one of the members from SMAP on almost every channel. Which was disturbing if you think about how much they were making. When they broke up, the thing is, every show has a production crew. That production crew, you know, massive amount of people. We're not talking about one show. We're talking about like 5, 6, 7, 8 shows overall. All those production crews ended up losing their jobs. Millions, not millions of people, but thousands of people, millions and millions of yen were lost when this group broke up. Kim Taku seems kind of like a piece of shit. He seems like he sucks the corporate teat as much as humanly possible. Although I'm complicit in my guilt in that I will still play those video games because I really love Yakuza video games and that style of video game. And I love how weird and stupid they are. Nerd. I get a self nerd on that one. So other companies now that the sex scandal is public, have decided to start dropping Johnny and Associates, which is an interesting thing because I think they knew it was going on, but now that it's public, they have to act like they are outraged. And that's the bit, finding it a bit hypocritical. Like you can't be outraged by something you inadvertently supported, which again, should I play Judgment? I've already paid for the game. So I guess, my complicit nature in this is already set. I can't undo that. I guess I can't return the game. I bought it digitally. So I'm going to play that game. And then am I going to play other ones if they come out? Probably. I'm a hypocrite. You're probably a hypocrite too. Hypocrite. So we got nerd, pervert, and hypocrite. And I can call them out in succession. And I can do self-callouts. I can see where I'm being a piece of shit just like everyone else. But at least I'm not abusing young boys who want to be famous. I mean, I can take a step back from that at least. This is the coward who runs 100 feet, shouts at the coward, calls the coward who runs 101 feet a coward. There's a saying there. I don't remember what it is right now. I'm a bit lost in my own words at the moment. Other companies that are dropping Johnny Associates, these are massive. So McDonald's was one of the first ones. Asahi Group, which makes Asahi Super Dry, they are a drink company, an alcohol company, and beer company. They're dropping them. Suntory is demanding improved governance. So this was the other side of the issue. Well, let's get through the drops first. Japan Airlines is dropping them. Nippon Life Insurance is dropping them. Suntory is demanding improved governance, which actually implies that what they're saying is, if you get rid of all your executives who are doing all this abuse, we'll keep them. Because I am thinking about the young up-and-coming stars currently who maybe were mistreated, but do they deserve to be punished because the executives were pieces of shit? I actually think it's fair for the big stars to get in trouble, to lose their contracts, because they were complicit in that they didn't speak up in defense of anyone else. And this whole thing broke when a couple of them were like, I can't let this continue. I can't let this happen to other people. I have a great deal of respect for that. They went through it. They came up. They got famous. And then like, I can't let someone else suffer the same way. The media also remained silent on these issues. When these stories came up, they remained silent on it because they had to maintain access to the stars, because this is where all their you know, sort of entertainment news comes from. This group is so big and so powerful. If they block off your access to the stars of their group, you're going to lose out on news stories, which is problematic. Yeah, so I don't want to see these young guys who are just trying to break in get punished for it. I do think it's fair that the guys who sort of profited off it get punished. The guys who called it out are actually the most noble people in this. They suffered, they went through it, and yet they tried to make it better for other people. They're better than me in my desire to play the Yakuza video game. More nerd, more idle news. So this is a more entertaining one. It doesn't involve the... It involves abuse, but in a more entertaining way. Nerds! A Nagoya-based idol, underground idol group, which I don't really know what that is. I guess underground idol group just means not popular yet. Pulsar Lumax fired one of the members. The member is called Riri Enosono for her complete lack of humanity. So this is on the other side. It's not the management abusing the teams, the members. It's the members abusing fans. It's hard to tell. Anyways, Riri took some time off for stress. She's, you know, feeling tough. This is a tough life. And it is. I grant that it is a very tough thing to have to keep doing all the time. She needed a couple weeks off. She took a couple weeks off. Management very kindly, very sensibly came in to check on her. When they came to check on her, she appeared with two men carrying her on their backs. So I really want an explanation what that means. Like, is it she on both shoulders? It says on their backs. Are they like bent over and she's riding them like some kind of weird horse? Are they piggybacking her? But in the middle, I can't tell what it actually means. Anyways, they asked quite sensibly, what the fuck are you doing? And she replied, it's bothersome to walk. It's too bothersome to walk. So basically, I'm assuming these are fans. She got these fans because they are such big fans. They're willing to do anything she wants. She said, I don't want to walk. I want you to carry me. Management was so deeply offended by this. They're like, I'm sorry, you're fired. Turns out she was also lying to fans about the other members of the group. So she's not even like smart enough to not abuse the other members. This is the thing. She's underground, so she's not that popular. But I think in her head, she's so popular, she can do whatever she wants because she has these core fans, probably like a bunch, who will do anything she asks. Now, if she's no longer part of the band, is that going to continue? Does she have enough clout to go solo? I doubt it. Is she talented enough? These idol groups don't tend to hire people based on talent, if I'm being really honest. So she was fired. She was fired for her complete lack of humanity, which is a great reason to fire someone. And now they are looking for a new fourth member. And I think I know someone who has no musical talent, who's a big white dude who would really bring a new demographic to your market, who's really old and doesn't fit the mold. But this is it. It's time to break the mold. I'm not going to make two people carry me on my back. I would actually probably try to carry two people on my back because that would be funnier. And then break my knees. And I would be a member, the first 50-year-old foreign member in a wheelchair of an idol group ever. And think about the records you would be breaking. I immediately think like, oh, the fans. Fans are so gross. So she's an awful person. She was doing awful things to people. And she was punished for it. Which seems like the way that story is supposed to go. Bears. So, nerd, pervert, hypocrite, bears. A few weeks ago, we did a story on OSO18, also 18, this giant bear who is killing and partially eating cows, and they were very worried about it attacking people, and they actually had to put him down, which I was really sad about because giant bears are cool. Even if, it doesn't matter, man. Giant bears are cool. That's just what they are. But the bear community has decided to get revenge. We're actually on the brink of a war between humanity and bears in Japan. There have been 54 bear-inflicted injuries since the end of July. And this is the highest since 2007, which makes me go, what the fuck happened in 2007 that there was some sort of peak in bear attacks? So I was thinking, yeah, the bears, their leader, also 18, was taken down. And they're like, no, we got to get revenge on these humans for hurting our master and lord, the biggest bear who ever went. Because, you know, bears are going to do it based on size. That is just going to be how it is. It's not talent or charm. It's just going to be like, biggest bear wins. Well, it turns out it's not because of revenge for also 18. It turns out there was a really bad beech nut crop, which is one of the main sources of nutrients, main sources of food for these bears. So back in 2007, there was also a really bad crop of beech nuts, which means the bears are now coming down into sort of human settled areas trying to find food. Trying to find food means they encounter more people, they freak out, and they attack the people, which is perfectly understandable. This is all, again, a secondary result of climate change, which means the human-bear war will occur very soon. Oh, maybe I should just switch to animal news. I don't know. A 2-meter-long iguana is loose in Kyushu. It escaped from a woman's house. This woman, in her 60s, kept a 2-meter-long iguana, and she just let it loose in her home, which honestly is cool as hell. I don't think I would do that. I don't think I am 1.84 centimeters. I'm I'm 20 centimeters off 2 meters. We're going to round off. I'm also old, so I'm probably shrinking. I think I went from 184 to 183, but we don't need to report that small piece of news. But this woman in her 60s, she's like, oh man, I got to have a companion. I'm going to have a giant iguana to be my companion. That's amazing. It escaped. So now there's a manhunt for the 2-meter-long iguana. The iguana is said to be very timid and gentle, which sounds very nice, but I think maybe it's a co-conspirator with the bears that has decided to rise up. And if it can become big enough, because again, size is what matters in the bear world. If it can become big enough, it can lead the bears, and we can get some kind of iguana bear hybrid animal that will decimate the human population. Thus, rebalance, you know, then we won't be producing as much. Climate change will correct itself. This iguana bear hybrid is going to be what fixes climate change. The mayor of Shibuya Ward says, don't come to Shibuya for Halloween. We did a report on Shibuya last week, and they started issuing more complaints, more tickets and whatnot. Their increased police presence, because people are getting out of hand. They were getting 200 complaints a day. He said something similar last year. Now, last year was deep in the pandemic. Now, technically, the pandemic's not finished, but we are acting as though it were. The pandemic is not a thing anymore as far as people and governments and whatnot is concerned. You do have to be careful, though. My son's school was shut down for 3 days because of COVID. I think my son got it and got over it in a day. But him being young and very healthy, it didn't impact him very much. He also is vaccinated. So I think all that helped. I didn't catch it, or I caught it and spread it around and just never noticed, which is very possible. They are very worried about the accident that happened in Seoul last year. So in Seoul, Korea last year during Halloween, there's an area called Itaewon. Thousands of people went to Itaewon. They thought there was a famous person. There was this huge rush and a whole bunch of people got killed. They were just crushed to death or trampled and stuff. They are really, really worried about something similar happening in Shibuya. Traditionally, that's not what happens. People get drunk. They get out there. They're all walking around. Then they start flipping over cars or smashing stuff. It just becomes sort of a little riot. They need more police. What they've decided to do was hire 100 security guards. They will be deployed and they will probably be absolutely useless. Security guards don't have the authority to do that much other than turn around and go like, hey, stop it. And then a drunk person, when you say, hey, stop it, it really just encourages them to do more. You have police currently in Shibuya issuing citations, and it hasn't really curbed the amount of negative behavior they're talking about that they're trying to stop. I think what's going to happen is people are going to go to Shibuya for Halloween just like they do every year. They're going to be drunk just like every year, and they're going to probably set cars on fire and stuff, smash them up just like they do every other year so far. maybe inept governance, ineffective police. Maybe I could just do that. I'm going to have to like sit down and actually like work out my call outs. Just like the last story, I found that the parallel between these very funny. So the mayor of Shibuya is saying, don't come to Shibuya on Halloween. My prediction is a whole bunch of people go to Shibuya for Halloween. The police last week, when the Hanshin Tigers, which is based in Osaka, when or if the baseball team wins, what they're saying is, please don't jump in the river that goes downtown Osaka. So this is something that happens whenever they win. It's sort of good luck or it's tradition. You jump off the bridge into the river. In 2003, there had been an 18-year sort of losing streak for the team. They broke that and won in 2003. 5,300 people jumped into the river. They've put signs up on bridges. They have they're going to have a larger police presence. And then yesterday, it went into effect. The Hanshin Tiger. Oh, wait. 2005. That doesn't matter. And then yesterday, there was a baseball game. September 15th, the Tigers fans jumped into the river to celebrate their victory. They did try to arrest as many as they could. So they had police presence on the bridge. You couldn't jump off the bridge, but there's still the canal. People were jumping off the side into the canal. They arrested some escaped. But again, the police saying, please don't do this thing you've been doing for years, that's not going to work. I don't know. I honestly, as a interested side party, don't know how you would fix this problem. It is an interesting problem for police to fix because you have this tradition. It's a bit dangerous. People have died in the past. How do we stop it? Do we cordon it off? Do we have enough police? We don't have enough police to like line the entire canal. You can't arrest people. How many do you arrest? When do you go too far? When do you cross that line? I have no answers for this. I would have to honestly sit down and see how many police they have, how many people show up. Is there what else? What kind of like resources or finance do they have so they could actually put it to implement some sort of defense? I bet the just sheer volume of people who are idiots overwhelms the police every time. Weirdo. A 50-year-old man, Neat. What does Neat stand for? I forget. Let me actually just look that up really quick before we continue. Not in employment, education, or training. So this is basically just another, NEET is a phrase for unemployed people who they're not even training or going to school or anything. They are just not doing anything. So they're staying at home. These aren't shut-ins. Hikikomori is a different thing. Hikikomori is you have some sort of trauma. You have an issue with society. You stay shut in your room all the time. These are these people who don't work. This dude's 50 years old. He's clearly being fully supported by his father who lives in the same house. He was arrested for setting fire to his father's clothing and the building they live in, which seems like a really bad idea. If you live in a building, it's not a good idea to burn down the building you live in if you can't afford to pay for living in a different building. He started with the laundry, and then the laundry fire that he set expanded to the house. He started spreading a lot faster than he expected. He panicked and then he put it out himself. But then, of course, by that time, the police had arrived, the fire trucks had arrived. They arrested him and they said, why did you set the fire, you weirdo moron? And he said he wasn't happy with the dinner his father had made. So basically, his father had made bad food. He'd been supporting him in this completely individual lifestyle where he doesn't have to work. The food wasn't good. So he decided that the appropriate response would be to set fire to the laundry. Jesus Christ, dude. You clearly don't understand your situation. Weirdo perverts. Weirdo perverts is the final story of every Ninja News Japan. I actually noticed I'm doing a lot less weirdo pervert news, and I realize it's because it's repetitive. Weirdo perverts don't tend to be that creative. I have realized I'm doing less and less news because now it has to either be interesting or surprising so that I have something to comment on. Now we've done the same, like stole panties from a balcony, stole 1,000 pairs of underwear, stole something. I guess volume would still get me interested, but at the end of the day, most of the weirdo pervert news, we've hit a saturation point where most of it's not interesting. This one was kind of interesting though, so it made the list. I'm now very discerning in my choice of weirdo pervert news. A phone was found in a gutter. It was faced up in recording. And this was, so if a woman steps across the gutter, there would be a few frames of film. I guess we don't call it film anymore. I guess we would distill the phrase. It's the verb to film. A few frames of film would catch an upskirt photo. Seems like not the best way to do that, but I'm not going to give advice on people on how to take better upskirt photos. A woman saw the device. She called the police. The police like dug it out. They weren't able to unlock the phone. So they started searching the area and they found a man in a ditch. And they're like, using my incredible detective skills, I think we have found a link because we have a phone in a gutter and a man in a ditch. There, while correlation is not causation, it does seem like there is a unnatural link between these two cases and we should investigate that further. This is good police work. I think maybe I should start narrating the way police think. So they found a man in a ditch and they just started to use some really, really powerful investigative skills. They walked up to the man and they said, "What are you doing?" The man in the ditch looked up at them and said, "I was trying to look up her skirt." Here, my incredible detective skills find a secondary link. One, in the interest in ditches and low dug places. Second, in the desire to look up skirts. So then they arrested the man and they said, "Is this your phone?" Turns out it is. So my investigative instincts. Now, I was not making assumptions. Let's be very clear.
Man, he really gave that up quick.
Yes, he gave that up so fast. This was actually one of the bits that I found most interesting about this story. The police are like, "What are you doing?" And he goes, "I'm committing a crime." And it's a crime immediately linked to a previous crime. So that's actually two crimes he's been committing sort of at the same time. You got to give the man some credit for efficiency. He has doubled his crime capacity and creepiness all in one go. So I'm assuming he was going to go back, retrieve the phone, and then go home and try to extract still images. I don't know. They can't be good video. I weirdly have realized that the quality of the film is important to me. So this wouldn't do it for me as a pervert. I need higher quality perversions to satisfy my perverted inclinations. Anyways, he was arrested. They were able to unlock the phone. I'm assuming they just took his, they said, "Hey, can you unlock this phone?" And he just stuck out his finger. Or they were like, "Is this your phone?" He just went, "Yep." Because he is, as Jade said, giving it up real quick. Turns out he has a record. He was arrested for the exact same thing 10 years ago. Not being in a ditch, literally getting into the gutter, laying down so his face was sticking up out of the gutter so that when a woman walked over, he could look at her, up her skirt.
I left 90s era smut quality behind,
yes,
in the 90s.
Right? I mean, we're in 4K now. If it's not in 4K, I don't want to see it.